Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Ep, how are you?
Hi, Mr. President.
My God, that Denver Post is a pretty good outfit, I think.
Hey, you got the Rocky Mountain states back in the United States.
Yeah, sure have. You elected your senators, too, didn't you?
McGee? Unless you don't meet him in New Mexico, you know what happened to him.
Yeah, he got beat, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but the important thing, Mr. President, he's the only one, or more than any other senator or governor, he followed Goldwater and everything.
That's right. Now, what's happened to Cannon, Nevada? Have you heard?
I don't know. I don't know that he was off the coast.
Right.
But anyway, Wyoming McGee did real well.
What was your final percentage in Colorado? 60?
Colorado was almost the same as the national, 61.3.
And what is your poll, 64?
63.
That's pretty good.
And Wyoming.
Yeah?
There isn't a final, but very close to it is 56, Johnson 44.
And what was your poll?
Well, it was a little higher.
58?
60.
Uh-huh.
But, New Mexico, we got the poll made by the universities and students, and it ran pretty close, and it showed that if you didn't carry that county, Albuquerque, then, well, I mean, you know, you and Montoya ran pretty close.
That's right.
But Ed Meacham went right down the drain.
That's right.
He voted every vote, as you know, in the Senate.
That's right. Well, I sure love you, and I sure appreciate it, Deb.
Well, I'm going to write you, but I just wanted
to... Wish you would.
I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
And your pal Hubert, just give our love to Lady Bird, and Helen May just wants to say hello to you.
All right, let me say howdy.
Oh, Mr. President.
Hi, honey, you're a pretty good campaign manager.
Oh, we're so happy.
You're a good manager.
You're darling.
I hope you get to come see us before long.
Oh, thank you.
Here's Lady Bird, won't say a word.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, this is Helen May.
Oh, hello. Glad to hear you.
Oh, we're so happy, and then we just couldn't resist calling you.
A lot has happened since you and I were in that Denver airport.
We're just wonderful, and we've just loved every time we've been with you. Here's Epp, he wants to tell you.
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
It looks like you handled things pretty good.
Well, we've done our best. We couldn't get your husband to believe that we were going to carry Colorado for him. Alone Wyoming, because those knotheads are for Goldwater country. You know, he ruined the whole, they're real mad at him in Colorado because he ruined the whole lower slate. They got swept out, the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Real mad. Yeah. Hey, can I say one word to bother you on another phone?
Oh, okay, just a moment.
Yeah, yep.
You know why there's so much hell go out of here?
No.
They lost a lot of real good judges, you know, they got on the apron.
What did you do? What about the congressman?
All four. Got them all four Democrats.
All right, what was it, all four?
Yeah.
Did we have them all four before? Did we have four? Did we gain any?
No, we only had two.
And now you got four.
You gained two.
God bless you.
All right, now I'm gonna make I analyzed the election. I'm gonna make another analysis at the big club tomorrow, and I'm gonna say this. I hit that right on the nose, by the way. I'm gonna say that millions voted for you, and I want to make a point of this. That's what I'm gonna write you about. Millions voted for you because they're Democrats. Millions Republicans voted for you because they like Goldwater. But more millions voted for you because they believe in Johnson's dream, and don't you forget it.
Well, now, I wish you'd get that around the country and say that, because they're all saying that nobody likes me, and they just voted for me on account of being afraid of Goldwater.
Listen, don't you listen to that stuff.
All right.
I'll get it around the country.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.